That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
What's up, everybody? This is Trucker Noob 91. Hope you all are having a great day. I've had a little bit of a rough day, but, you know, it can only get better from here, am I right? Make sure you stay tuned here on Anchor FM, where you are going to hear the best podcast you have ever heard. Probably not, but it's always great to stay positive. Stay tuned. Well, I am in Pennsylvania, more specifically Tuffkinnaman, Pennsylvania. That's Tuffkennaman. Very hard word to pronounce. Tuffkinnaman. And I'm sitting here getting loaded. I believe it's a load of fruit, but I'm not 100% on that one right now. I'll figure it out after I get my paperwork, but while I'm sitting here, I figured I'd do a podcast. Trying to come up with some ideas to put up here. I tried recording yesterday, but couldn't really come up with anything. I've been introduced to this new app. It's called Line. I don't know if y'all have heard about it, but it's kind of like a messenger type deal. And I've been talking to this gorgeous lady from Canada. And I've been enjoying getting to know her. Hope you all are having a great day. On this day, June 14th, 1776, the U.S. Continental Congress declares the Stars and Stripes as the official flag of the new United States. That's the one with the 13 stars formed in a circle in the blue field. On this day in 1940, Germany begins occupation of France. And also on this day in 1940, Germany opens up Auschwitz, the concentration camp. And last on this day, our President of the United States, Donald Trump, was born in 1946. A little fun fact for you all. Did you know that Elvis's hair was not naturally jet black? Elvis was actually a blonde, and he, starting in the 1950s, began to dye his hair jet black, all the way up to his death. I thought that little piece right there was interesting. And, it actually surprised me because, you know, I actually thought that he, was naturally dark-headed, but apparently not.
Batman, I tell you what, I even have a tattoo of the 1980s Tim Burton Batman symbol right between my shoulder blades. I'm a huge Batman fan. A lot of people ask me, why are you a fan of Batman? Well, Batman just goes to show if you got a lot of money and a lot of time on your hands, you can kick ass just like he does.
I want to know from my listeners many questions. I'd like for y'all to give me a shout out where you're from. If you can, here on the Anchor app. You can also find me at truckernoob91@gmail.com. Email me there. You can find me on Facebook to tell me. On facebook.com/truckernoob91. And I'd like to know, you know, give me a shout out. Tell me where you're from. Tell me any of your fondest memories that you have, either from being an adult or childhood. Tell me your favorite superhero. Tell me what you like about the podcast. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me, you know, give me ideas of what to put on the podcast. Because I don't do this podcast for myself. Man, I do enjoy doing it, but I mainly do it for others to hear me ramble on and on and on and on for absolutely no reason but just to hear my own voice. Not really. But I do just do it for everybody else. That way, you know, if you have any questions about truck driving or what it's like to be a truck driver or any other questions that I might be able to help with, that I can help you. And also give you, you know, an insight of what it's like to be a truck driver. I can tell you right now, I love it. It's stressful as all get out, but I love it. And it does get lonely up here sometimes when you're by yourself in the truck all the time. But you know, it's something you got to deal with if you want the money. There is one question that I'd like to know most out of all questions, and that is, what is going on today with suicides? There have been a lot of famous people this year that have committed suicide. I just don't understand why they would do it. You know, they're unhappy and all that stuff. I can understand that, you know, being unhappy and depressed. But how is it so bad that you have to take your own life? I'm not downing them. I'm not saying they're wrong. But to me, I've heard it said this way, and I believe it this way. Suicide is a permanent solution. First temporary problem. If you are listening to this and you feel suicidal, or you have tried to commit suicide but you haven't told anybody, I mean, a lot of times if you commit suicide, somebody knows because they've been there to stop you or been there to resuscitate you or whatnot. But if you are having any thoughts like this, please call somebody. Whether it be family, friends, or even a professional. Whether you believe it or not, there is somebody that cares about you and that loves you. Just make sure that if you do feel depression, anxiety, stress, and it's making you want to take your own life, please, please call somebody. I'm available for you to call me. You can reach me through the Anchor app or my many platforms. I'm kind of hesitant on giving out my phone number, but for something like this, you can reach me at 417-217-4660. Because whether you know it or not, I care about all my listeners that listen. I mean, I don't have very many, and I'm hoping to reach out there. But I do care about you all. I may not know you all, but the fact that you support me makes me feel that I am to support you in any way I can to pay you back for supporting me. So just make sure that if you need help, get it before it's too late. Because once you go down that road, unless there's somebody right there, like say you pop in too many pills and, you know, they pump your stomach and you're all right, or you slit your wrist but you didn't do it right, or, you know, you didn't, you know, whatever it be. Unless a miracle happens and you survive whatever you did, there's no coming back from it. And I just want to let you all know that you all are loved and appreciated by me, because you support my podcast, and it just breaks my heart to know that there's people out there that think that suicide is the only option to their problem, and it's not. And I am going to do my best to make sure that if you hear my voice right now, that you will hear my voice to the day my podcast either stops or I take my last breath. So please, please get help if you need it. And like I said, feel free to call me on the phone number I just gave. Feel free to contact me on any of my social media platforms. I'll be giving them at the end of the podcast. So if you do need it, like right this second, skip to the end of the podcast and listen to the platforms. I love you all, and thank you for your all's support. After that last segment I just did, it got me in a little bit of a funk thinking about people that have. So I'm just going to go ahead for now and end the podcast with my platforms. You can find me on facebook.com/truckernoob91. That's the page for Way of the Trucker with truckernoob91 podcast/vlog. You can find me on YouTube at truckernoob91. That's my gaming channel. I haven't changed my other one to Way of the Trucker yet, but it'll be Way of the Trucker Vlogs. Right now it's TruckerNoob91 Vlog. You can find me on Twitter at TruckerNoob91. You can find me on Instagram at TruckerNoob91 and Snapchat, Choya91. That's Choya91. You can also find me on the Line app at Choya McCafferty. That's McCafferty. I believe that's all my platforms. Oh, also Twitter at TruckerNoob91. I don't know if I said that one yet, but hope you all have a great day. I know I'm hoping to have a great rest of my day. And love you guys, and hope you all continue to be safe out there. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.